Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Welcome to the broadcast today. We've got Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves up, and they're going to be singing When I Lay My Isaac Down.
Prayed for the day that God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came day, who could believe that God would say, give him back to me? For on this mountain you must prove that it's you and Isaac, or it's me. In him, God wanted me. Now, most of us, I dare to say that we've got an Isaac standing in God's way. But on this altar you can prove that it's not your Isaac that he wants. God's wanting you. When I lay my Isaac down with a broken heart, but my father proud, and on that altar where he lay, just to find that it wasn't him God wanted me.
Amen. I appreciate that good number by Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves. We're going to continue the message we began last week in just a moment. And we are talking about the ark that God gave Noah and understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. And so we're going to be speaking about that here in just a moment. There's three arks that are mentioned in Scripture. The first ark is the ark that God gave Noah, which secured everything from the judgment waters of death. Then the second ark that's mentioned is the Ark of Bulrushes, which protected Moses from the murderous attempts of Pharaoh. And then the third ark that's mentioned in Scripture is the Ark of the Covenant, which held God's law, and on top of that was the mercy seat. And so all three of these speak of Christ, and when you look at all three of them together, you see separately different things that speak of the believer and how that the believer is a shelter from God's wrath, and how that the believer is protected from Satan's assaults, and how that the believer is forgiven from the condemnation of the law, because Jesus is our refuge. We're going to begin now the message today as a continuation from last week, where we've been preaching on the understanding of spiritual representation of the ark. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. This is going to be part number three of the message. So all three of those, now think about all three of these and how that they speak of Christ. When you look at all three of these together, you see this. Number one, you see the believer that's sheltered from God's wrath. That was Noah's day, amen. How that we can go through the judgment of God, amen, and come back on the other side alive and well. Then the second one was speaking about Moses. Remember that ark of bulrushes? And it speaks about how that the believer is protected from Satan's assaults. You know, I'm about to lose y'all right here. But Satan would love to take your salvation. You ever noticed how Satan just after a service like this, and you get there on Monday, it's almost like he just loves to kick you in the side. Remind you that you're flesh and you're still in this world. You ever felt like that? Yeah. But I'm going to tell you right now, he can kick all he wants to.
Amen.
Thank God because of... Oh, I'm safe and secure, wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in the Lord's ark, amen. And I'm going to promise you this. He might aggravate me. He might haul me a few times. But I'm going to tell you something. He ain't going to take my everlasting life, amen. I done give that to Jesus, hallelujah. I'm just waiting. He said that ark was pitched on the outside and on the inside. That's me, thank God. I'm signed and sealed. I'm soon to be delivered, hallelujah. Then that third one, the Ark of the Covenant, how that it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks of the believer, how that the believer is forgiven from the condemnation of the law. Without Jesus, without Calvary, we would be subject to the law and put to death. But Lord God, I hope you're getting this. But because of what Jesus did on Calvary, the first words uttered from the cross was something like this. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm telling you tonight, thank God. I've got an ark that's far beyond this world of protection that's going to save us from judgment. Jesus is my refuge. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. According to the Bible tonight, Buddha can't save you. According to the Bible tonight, Muhammad can't save you. You say, preacher, we're supposed to coexist. Not according to the Word of God. Jesus is the only way to heaven, amen. You say, that's radical. Well, you can say it's radical or not, but I'm going to tell you something. That ark in Noah's day was the only way to get past the flood. I'd like to see all them idol gods they had down there, amen. Maybe that's down there in the Roman cathedrals and all of those things. And man, they were down there and weren't worshiping Apollos and Zeus and all that. And listen, they didn't get them through the flood. No, it was the ark that got them through the flood. Not only do we see that God gave Noah an ark of protection from judgment, but look how that God gave Noah an invitation to come. Verse number, chapter 7, verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, what's this word? Come, thou and all thy house into the ark. For I have seen righteousness before me in this generation. That word come, C-O-M-E, what an appropriate place, amen. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, boy. You think about that word right there, what God said to Noah, come, amen. Now, that's much different than he could have said. Now, I want you to think about this. God, the ark, right? God could have said to Noah this, go into the ark. But that would have meant that positionally, God would have been standing on the outside saying, go into the ark. But that's not what he said. No. No, God said almost as if Brother Bram, he is sitting back waiting on his visitors to arrive. Come.
Amen.
And on the inside. So what are you trying to get there? I'm trying to tell you that invitation to come was an invitation to come into him. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you tonight that if you're going to be saved from the judgment wrath that's coming, you're going to have to be in Christ, and Christ is going to have to be in you, amen. And so that's exactly what we look at when we see Noah. What we see in Noah's sense, amen. He came on in the inside by invitation, amen. It was an invitation to come. He walks on the inside of that ark, glory to God, and he's standing there, and Noah is in the ark. Amen. Oh my,
I'm going to tell you what, praise God, that'll help you. That'll help you if you think about it. Now watch this. Had God been external on the outside, that would meant that God would have looked down through the judgment waters and watched Noah go through the flood. That would have meant that he was there, he was overseeing it all. He saw the destruction, he saw all those things. But it's much different when you get to the point where God invites you to come in. Because it's almost like this, it was not Noah's ark, it was God's ark. And in fact, we'll get on into the text a little bit. Y'all know the story. We get on into the text a little bit. Not everybody knows the story. We get on into the text a little bit. God shuts the door. Noah and his family gets on in. They're all boarded up. Praise God. They accepted the invitation to come, right? And they're standing now on the inside of the ark. And God shuts the door. He said, how mean, how cruel. Wait a minute. Hold on. What we see is this. We see God's mercy and God's provision. But we see man's disobedience. Now God sent Noah down there to preach for 120 years. They watched the trees being cut. They heard the message. Trees being cut. Message. Trees being, man, put together. Fitly joined. Right? Boy, I can speak about the church all day long right there. We see that old black tar come out. Things are starting to shape up. Things are starting to finish up. Right? Noah, he's up there saying, listen, there's a flood coming. There's a flood coming. Have you ever noticed that the world looks at us as being crazy? The world looks at us like we're lost our minds. But I'm going to tell you something. With the first trumpet out of here, friend, I want to tell you this. They're going to look at us a different way, amen. When all the judgment of man, you start seeing them plagues come upon the earth. And you start seeing the blood, the water turn to blood. You start seeing them locusts come up out of the ground. Hey, it's going to be much different then, friend. But there was Noah and his family on the inside of the ark. Maybe them boys is sitting around saying, Daddy, here we are. The door's shut. It just looks like it. We've got all these animals on board and nothing's happening. More about in the middle of that silence there, there was a old Shem saying, Japheth, did you hear that? What is that? Never rained before. They said, well, let's look on the outside. We can't. All we can look is through the window above. Amen. God don't want you to watch the destruction. He just wants you to keep your eyes on him. Judgment's coming. There's going to be a day when you stand before God. One or two things is going to happen. You either receive the invitation to come, and Jesus is your ticket, amen, to come, or you've rejected him, and you're standing on the outside. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but if I was you, I'd be like a Noah. I believe I'd respond to the invitation. I believe I'd come. I believe I'd ask Christ to be my Lord and Savior, because you ain't promised it tomorrow. The Bible speaks about this. After this, the judgment. Y'all know what's going to happen one of these days, preacher. It could happen tonight. Let me ask you tonight, what are you waiting for? Well, I tell you, I watched the choir tonight. I tell you, I love to see a choir on fire for God. Amen. Praise God. I love watching y'all. You know what I like to do? I look back across the congregation. I mean, there's a lot of people. Almost everybody's in the choir. That's a blessing, praise God. I like that. That's wonderful. It's something about singing from your heart. Amen. It's something about singing from your heart. Something about making that melody. I got to thinking on the inside of that ark. Wonder what Noah might have been singing. He might have been singing, Brother Kim, he might have been singing, Jesus is taking care of me. He might have been singing, when the storm passes by. Y'all with me tonight? Oh, yeah. Brother Keith said he might have been singing, safe thus far. Judgment's coming. You know what we need to do? You're saved tonight. You have knowledge of the light. Now, I want you to remember this. Every person out there is a soul. And every person needs the light.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.